Some presidential arm twisting ahead of Senate debate on a massive COVID relief proposal. President Biden urging Senate Democrats to stick together and pass the $1.9 trillion plan that Republicans say is loaded up with pork. A lot of spending, they say, that has absolutely nothing to do with the COVID pandemic. There's been a rocket attack on a military base in western Iraq that hosts U.S. and U.S.-led coalition troops. At least 10 rockets hit the base. No immediate word of any casualties. Texas Governor Greg Abbott lifting the state's mask mandate, also doing away with limits on the number of diners who can be served indoors, but the governor cautions that removing statewide mandates does not end personal responsibility. The Dow is up 32 points, the NASDAQ down 193. More details at srnnews.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big improvement in our weather today after a dismal day yesterday. Look for lots of sunshine. High temperature up to about 63 this afternoon. Mostly clear, kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature in the lower 70s. Friday, not bad. Sun and cloud mix. High in the upper 60s. Maybe teasing 70 degrees. Chance of a few showers by late Friday night. But sunshine returns over the weekend. Highs in the mid-60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I am busy as a bee. I was just telling Andy that I don't know how much more I can advertise with you guys. Y'all are killing me.
Oh, I love to hear that.
It's a good thing. I mean, buddy.
It's a great thing. I'm not complaining. I'm always much rather be super busy because the days fly by and I look up and I'm like, it's already 4 o'clock and I haven't eaten lunch yet?
Yep.
Those are the days I love.
I know those days. Yeah, that's every day for me.
Yes, right. Every day. And if you don't believe me, start advertising with Joe. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic news. I'd love to hear when our great sponsors are busy, especially in your business. You know, not every day somebody wants to get a new floor, but right now is the time to do it, right?
It is a great time to do it. We have specials all over the place. Mohawk's reduced the pricing of the carpet. I've got a little bit left of the container load. I've got another container load on its way. So it's rolling.
Wow.
But if y'all need a floor, please give us a call at 285-8117, and we'll come out and measure and start going over everything, and we handle everything all the way through, moving the furniture, getting rid of the old carpet, the pad, the whole nine yards, basically.
Again, folks, that number, 285-8117. You can also stop by the showroom, Prattville Carpet Showroom, at 2201 Cobbs Ford Road. But whether you stop by, but especially when you call, ask about that free, yes, it's free, in-home consultation. They'll come on out, measure. It's for them and for you, so everybody's on the same page. Y'all do fantastic work, Ray. No wonder you're so busy.
Well, it's just one job at a time. It's usually you got 14 jobs going at one time. We have so many different crews working, so we're all over the place. So if you can hear us we'll come to you. How about that?
Love it.
Sounds great. Again, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. Be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray.
272-9228. Officially kick off the second hour here in about two shopping minutes.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances, you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man, that's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Still don't know who Corn Pop is.
Sounds like a bad dude.
Ran a bunch of bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I had some characters like that growing up. Not Corn Pop. We had Bubblegum.
Bubblegum?
Bubblegum. Yeah. He was a good friend of mine playing ball. We all had nicknames for each other. Hollywood.
What was your nickname? Just out with it.
Opie. My hair was a little more red then. A few more freckles. Not as fat. So, yeah, Opie.
Paul. 272-9228. Let's go to James, who's been patient. Hey, James.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, James.
America.
God bless America.
Number one question is, how is Jack?
Nothing in terms of big news. Last I talked to the folks who have gone to see him, who could get in. He's in good spirits. I mean, he can move, like, his hands and his extremities. I think he's still having a little trouble with speech. And he's going to have some coaching there. I know that's incredibly frustrating for him. But the good news is that, he's making jokes like he's himself. And he's okay. Conscious and awake. And, you know, right now, because of COVID protocols, it's tough to go visit. I tried on Monday, but it's only one a day, and there are a lot of folks wanting to see him. So,
he had a stroke?
Yes.
Okay. I've known him, good Lord, I've known him since before Governor Hunt got elected, and you're right, Jack Campbell not being able to talk is much like the sun not being able to shine.
Well, I'm confident he'll get it back because he's got more stories to tell.
That's right. Well, give him our regards and, my regards, and tell him Lowndes County's looking out for him. But my other question is, can we go to the United States Capitol and tour?
I don't know if it's open back yet.
No, not right now.
I wondered how long that's going to be.
Well, authorities are claiming because of QAnon conspiracies, they're worried about an attack on March the 4th.
What happened to... What?
Because some people in the QAnon circles believe that's when Trump will actually be inaugurated.
I didn't get an email about that. I thought I was in the QAnon circle.
I'm sorry. They're going to March the 4th.
No, they're essentially, y'all are processing the same reaction I did when I saw that headline.
What's it going to be?
Yeah.
March, and then it'll be April the 14th.
Or April the 1st, you know.
The tax day, invade on tax day, and then April Fool's Day, yeah, that's a good day. And, of course, there's always Christmas. And Thanksgiving.
Then there's the Day of the Baphomet coming up in June, right? Oh, wait, no, that's an inside thing in D.C., sorry.
And Cinco de Mayo, that'll be a good day. At what point, blah, 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 I'm getting to the point
right.
Where what excuses and... I just don't know what to. I want to see the Capitol. I want to go visit the Capitol of my country.
My suggestion is we should turn the Capitol building preserved pristinely, but not just the Capitol building, the White House and the Supreme Court. We should turn them all into museums and then stock them full of
Well, then they're going to charge admission.
Period actors,
every day could be a new one.
Right. It could be different eras in the American experience, and then it's open to the public.
Yeah.
And
we could dig big holes and put the Senate and the House meeting parlor in underground and, survive the nuclear holocaust.
Right.
That, they claim we're going to, the Trump supporters, are going to put on them.
James, you're stirring my imagination. They're now sending more and more. We're getting more lift capacity with our rockets, and they're reusable rockets. Let's send them and put the legislature and the whole government on Mars. And there's a2-year window each time to get there and get back. So, I think we should put it on Mars, some big crater out there.
Or for what good they're doing, we could put them on... those little things they send out into the, just shoot them out into space, and they could travel for 10 or 15,000 years.
Yeah.
For what they're doing, other than, impeaching, and I'm sure they'll figure out a way to, I remember the days of the good old days of politics when we went out and had a good time on the campaign trail and spend a little money, and then we shook hands and kissed babies and shook hands with each other, and it wasn't personal, and we got things done. Now it's just all personal, and it's attacking each other and blaming each other, and at what point do we decide that enough is enough? And the good thing about Trump was that he made the point that you don't have to be a politician to be elected. Of course, it takes a lot of money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I remember the days of $100,000 for a congressional race was absolutely absurd. and now tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. It's to a point that, you know, I guess the old jibber jabber of the Senate and House and Pelosi and, anyway, I'm hoping that Professor Campbell gets on the up and up, and I know he's disappointed in his health.
Right.
I'm disappointed in my health too sometimes. But anyway, you keep going, and God bless America, and God bless Alabama, and God bless us all.
Thank you, James. God bless you.
Thank you.
272-9228, yeah. Hoping Jack gets a speedy recovery. It's going to be a process for him, though. You can't just speed through it. Hopefully, it'll be sooner rather than later. He'll always have a chair here, whether it's over the phone, a video chat, or here in the studio. Jack will always have a place here. And get back soon, because we're keeping that seat warm, Jack. And love to see you. Love to hear you back entertaining the folks, sharing stories, and enlightening folks. So, miss you, buddy. 272-9228. Let's go to John DeVoe, or excuse me, Reverend John DeVoe Smith Shelby. John?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm all right, I guess. How are you?
Pretty good. By the grace and mercy of the good Lord, the funeral home director says you woke up this morning and you're not on one of their cooling boards. It's a good day.
Amen.
So I missed the funeral home director's cooling board this morning. It's a good day.
Yeah, and I said amen.
Can you still hear me good, Joey?
Yeah, it's safe for the folks in the back.
Peace and blessings to you, my sincerest and dearest, and
yes, yes.
The entire listening audience. And our prayers and our meditations are with Jack at this time. And
thank you, John.
You know, it's a prayer when you say it out loud. It's a meditation if you say it silently. But whether we pray out loud or silently, the creator of the universe, the God of nature and nature's God, the supreme judge of the universe, the all other names of equal stature in the past, the present, and the future, is still here. Our prayers and our meditations and answer them. You know, my grandfather lived to be 98 years old. My grandmother married when they were 14 and 15 years old. They say back in those days people married young.
Right.
And they had two sets of children. Granddaddy Odell outlived three of his first set of children. And it was that second set of children that took care of him to the day he died. So I used to say him and grandmother enjoyed having children so much and rearing children so much. They had one set and reared them till they got grown and then started all over and had another set.
And they know what was causing that, right? Do you think they like kids or something else?
Say that again?
Do you think they like kids or something else?
Probably both. But Granddad outlived three of his first set of children, and it was that second set that took care of him to the day he died. So it was a blessing to him that they had done it that way. But, you know, I'm told that a stroke is to the brain what a heart attack is to the heart. When you have a heart attack, the blood, it's just a blood clot. The blood can't reach the heart. Mm-hmm. When the same thing happens to the brain, they call it a stroke. Granddaddy Odell had a stroke. They said if you have a major stroke, that one kills you. Anything that don't kill you, any kind of stroke that don't kill you is called a minor stroke.
Right.
And Granddaddy Odell had a minor one. While he was asleep, lying in his bed, he woke up and knew something wasn't right, and it took all the strength he had to reach for the phone on the nightstand and call my brother. At that time, one of my 11 older siblings lived in the guest house, a guest trailer that was behind Granddaddy's home.
Right.
And it took all the strength Granddaddy had to call him and tell him and his family to come up and check on him because something wasn't right. And my brother said we got up there to check on him at his house. He was lying on the floor in a puddle of blood where he had hit his head on the nightstand, trying to reach for the phone. And when they got to the hospital, they found out that he had had a stroke while he was asleep.
Yeah, it's this sort of thing has affected a lot of folks, John. And I appreciate you sharing a little bit of how it affected, you know, your granddaddy and y'all's family. And
But they said the faithfulness of his family and friends and right. his spiritual family, church family and everything. Granddaddy lived another 30 years.
There you go.
He had that stroke in his 60s, and he went on to live to be 98 years old thanks to the faithfulness of those people and anything they could do for him that he couldn't do for himself. They were more than happy to do it. My aunt said that Granddaddy had fulfilled his obligations to his family and to his community and to his church and everything, and it was her turn to return the favor, and she was glad that she was able to do it.
Well, John, I appreciate you sharing that, and that's what it's all about. I got to run. I appreciate you, sir. God bless. 272-9228. Eric.
Hey, old buddy.
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Man, what's that big old bright thing up in the sky I've been looking at here? Some big old round light up here flashing above me. I can't imagine what it is. It looks like sunshine.
Could be.
No, I think that's the fluorescent in the padded room, right?
Hey, buddy, I hope you guys are okay.
We're doing it.
Doing all right.
All right, buddy, I'll tell you the truth. I was listening to Bart Levine last night for just about 5 minutes. He is, believe it or not, I don't believe you ever can count Trump out. And I'm gonna switch gears. Trump, I don't think you can ever count him out. He's planning to buy the six. Doggone it, Joey, you better at this than I am. But he's planning to get the copyrights to the Dr. Seuss that they're planning to do away with.
Hmm.
He's in some sort of a litigation. He's already got it in the making. Mark Levine was talking about it last night.
Okay.
For just a few. And I tell you the truth, that's one man right there you don't count out.
Absolutely, because, especially after that speech this weekend at CPAC. He is clearly the leader of the Republican Party.
Well, I got a question. I'm not making light of this. It's sad, tragic, no matter what. I mean, I'm not.
Mm.
But that expedition that was totaled out by the dump truck, 25 people in that. Now, I can only imagine how you get that. I can imagine getting 10 people in it, let alone 25. And at the border wall, that was in California, but then at the same time, I think there was two vehicles that went through the same opening that they had opened up.
Yeah.
But come to find out, Joey, I think the fence had already been open for a couple of days. I may be wrong. So there's no telling what came through there, and not to mention the drugs.
Sure.
But what they should do is what me and the co-workers talking about. They ought to do is go take the fence down around the White House as well as the gated community where Pelosi lives, and just, let's just go ahead and open it up all the way. If you're going to take fences down, the hell, let's do it. You know, there ain't no sense in being one way or the other, but it's just sad. But I think the youngest, I may be wrong, was like 17 or so in the car. But it's something's going to have to give here, buddy, because 117,000 so far. I mean, my goodness.
Well, and it's this gray area that leads to the mad rush, the gray area of the law. And how laws are selectively enforced. And I think you should have a very clear legal process to get in the country. And I'm willing, I think, I would argue if I was in the Congress to make it more generous, but more merit-based, like the president was talking about.
Well, a lot of these politicians on this, you take the COVID for one. I mean, they've pushed in more bills in there, you know, that 1.9 that.
Oh, but Pelosi's office today, Eric, said they removed the bridge out of New York and the tunnel out of California. So it's all good now.
Well, who was behind that? I mean, I can't imagine. It wasn't her.
Definitely, you know, the folks there trying to.
Do you think she had pressure from within her own, you know, her own party to say, look, we can't do this?
Oh, it got out in terms of PR, so it became a Republican talking point.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of other pork in there. You can't just cut a little fat out. I got to run, Eric. I appreciate the call, man.
You take care, buddy. Later. Thank you.
272-9228. Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage should be joining us fairly soon. If you could actually go check.
I'll go check, yeah.
See if she's downstairs, Eddie. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Folks, if you're in the market for fine antique or estate jewelry, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go because they specialize in antique and estate jewelry pieces. Troop Booth was trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Very prestigious institute, the Gemological Institute of America. And also been working in the family business for quite a while because Heirloom Jewelers has been here in Montgomery specializing in the antique jewelry market for over 40 years. So check them out today. You can stop by the showroom at 6948 Vaughn Road at Vaughn Road and Watchman Circle when you're going east on Vaughn Road, just when you cross over Bell Road. It's there on your right at Vaughn and Watchman Circle. And you can see what they have in stock in person. Or if you want to shop from home, you can go to heirloomjewelers.com and shop online. And whether you buy online or in person, use the promo code Joey. Just say my name in person or type it out online, J-O-E-Y. With the promo code Joey, you can get 10% off all your purchases there at Heirloom Jewelers. And also right now, Troop Booth is looking to buy from you. Yes, if you have any old jewelry items, especially gold and diamonds in mint condition, but anything, even stuff that you're like, oh, this is a bunch of junk. Well, you won't know what it's truly worth until you take it by, let the expert Troop Booth look it over. He'll give you an offer. If you agree to that offer, the value of that offer right then and there, you get paid right then and there. But you got to make an appointment. So call him at 260-0066 or online at heirloomjewelers.com if you would like to sell any old jewelry to Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers. Appreciate you, Troop. Appreciate Heirloom Jewelers being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when you come back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sisquare Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at Sisquare has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us and your car will love us. Sisquare Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids, and you would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility. Call about our 50% off special for the month of March. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net, and like us on Facebook.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Still awaiting the arrival of Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. And in fact, this entire hour is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance that current home, that current mortgage, or looking to buy your very first home, either way, Kim Williams is the person to call. Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to be, whether it's a jumbo size loan, a conventional size loan, a VA home loan, FHA loan. Alabama Home Mortgage can save you money. So why not take advantage of low rates? They won't be there forever.
Take advantage
of low rates and see how much money you could be saving a month. And when you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage, you get to skip up to two payments. So skip 2 months, and then when you start paying again, it was less than you were paying before.
Nice.
And for first-time home buyers, it can be an intimidating process just because you don't, you know what's all involved. So whether it's that pre-approval letter, before you ever start looking, you should get pre-approved, folks.
Definitely.
Or, you know, steps like inspections, right, or appraisal, yep. Or how do you negotiate a certain thing? Kim Williams can really help you out all the way to closing day. So check them out today, Alabama Home Mortgage. Be sure to tell Kim or the lovely and talented Madeline that Joey from News and Views sent you. Their number, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Now, I'm not sure how many of y'all saw this story, and now Fox News is picking it up, that Michigan National Guard members who are there at the Capitol have complained of undercooked, contaminated meals while in D.C. Members of Michigan's National Guard have complained of receiving undercooked meals or food containing metal shavings during their stay in Washington, D.C. The disclosures, which first surfaced in local Michigan news outlets, were the latest reports of alleged mistreatment of National Guard personnel in the nation's capital, where Guard members from several states were deployed both before and after the January 6th riot. The entire Michigan delegation in the U.S. House wrote a letter to the National Guard on Tuesday saying, quote, "We understand that the decision was made to provide contracted meals to support the entire veteran response station at the Capitol. However, it is clear that these meals are poorly prepared, oftentimes inedible, and highly inadequate to support our soldiers." How do you... All that money.
Yeah.
You can't feed people.
That tells you where the money's going, Joey.
Good Lord.
And the sad thing is, if they keep complaining, they'll just put them back on rations.
Now, apparently the congressional delegation, as well as the governor, the woman...
Hey, wait a minute, Joey. I didn't mean to interrupt, but didn't Jill Biden pass out some cookies that while ago for the couple weeks ago for the National Guard?
Hey, you of all people should understand how far a few cookies go.
Right, but I thought that was just the start of I'll continue to take care of you guys.
Oh, right.
It was just a one-timer, huh?
And by the way, you know, you're married, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I know there are a lot of men and women out there. Y'all are married. Been married for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you go everywhere with your wife?
No.
And what the heck is Joe doing?
Well, he goes everywhere with his doctor. It's very important his doctor be with him at all times.
Just, I don't know. I guess there are some couples that are just tied to the hip.
There are. There are some. But I don't understand it. But Susanna enjoys me going places without her a lot.
Right. Seeing, like, the wife always next to him is... Yeah. Odd. The lawmakers and Gretchen Whitmer, these lawmakers of the congressional delegation from Michigan, the women in Michigan, Governor Whitmer, were informed of the food issues in mid-February, and problems were initially resolved, they claim, but new complaints have emerged this past weekend. That's according to the Detroit News. It is completely unacceptable that our men and women serving in Washington, D.C., are being hospitalized due to the food they are being provided. That's insane.
I think it's insane. It's shameful, but...
Yeah, there's this big building there. Five-sided building.
Yeah. Yeah, they got pretty good restaurants in there, too.
Yeah. What are y'all doing? Hey, are the members of Congress getting metal in their food?
Bet not.
The hell is going on with this country? Can't even do the basics. Yet, it's become, sadly, a running joke, even though it's all too real. We're still bombing the Middle East. Got enough money for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Run a few more sorties. Scramble the F-15s. Ah, don't bother. We'll use cruise missiles this time. Just a few Tomahawks. Though, well, we're not calling it Tomahawks anymore. No. That's
That's inappropriate now.
Yeah, yeah, that's it's imperialist. Mm-hmm. Well, it's imperialist, but not in that way.
Well, good if God. You want to, the only, I hate to say it, but the only way the American public will get outraged is if those National Guardsmen start videoing their meals and putting them on TikTok. Then you reach people that will actually, you know, put up a fight. But telling you and I, all and our listeners, they're all pissed off, and it makes you angry to hear it. But other than that, what are we doing?
I got a brand new dance, and it's called Blowing Chunks.
That's a brand new dance, all right.
Just keel over. Really does a number on your abs. You can skip ab day.
Speaking of abs.
Yeah.
I learned something the other day from a very wonderful lady. We were talking about working out and how men have abs, but she made a very good point. She said, Eddie, a working man like yourself, you only got one ab. I don't have time to develop all those other abs.
I don't think that's scientifically correct.
Who's believing in science nowadays, Joey?
I mean, I do. Not the science they want you to, you know.
So you're not buying into my one ab story?
No, you've got, I'm sure you've got a robust 8-pack under there, but you just, you know.
Some people carry a 6-pack. I like to carry a keg wherever.
Well, you're a happily married man. Yeah. You know? And like a lot of happily married men, especially around here with that Bama bod.
Oh, buddy. Let me
little,
tell you.
Little zofty.
You can tell. It is funny. You can tell married men. I mean, you put 50 men in a lineup. You can tell the married ones from
In fact, if it's
one.
Like a married guy who's like incredibly ripped, everybody's suspicious.
Oh, very much so.
It's like, unless your wife is also a fitness model, what are you up to?
What are
to?
You doing?
What are you up to?
Good point, Joey.
272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo coming to Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. Purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Well, hi, everybody. Big improvement in our weather today after a dismal day yesterday. Look for lots of sunshine. High temperature up to about 63 this afternoon. Mostly clear, kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature in the lower 70s. Friday, not bad. Sun and cloud mix. High in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. Chance of a few showers by late Friday night, but sunshine returns over the weekend. Highs in the mid-60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Friend of mine.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. That's the number Jerry called. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Doing fine. Y'all doing fine?
Yeah, doing all right.
Fog here.
Sunshine, it's pretty. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know, y'all was talking about Dr. Biden being with Joe all the time.
Right.
She can't get too close because Vice President Harris is always up his butt. My wife, every time we see it on TV, she says, "Does that woman go to the bathroom with you?" I said, "That might be why he's trying to get everything passed." I can't understand it. Why does she got to be there in case are they expecting to go quick? And she wants to be right there.
Here's an interesting wrinkle. You know, Governor Cuomo continues to be in hot water with all these sexual harassment claims against him. And they're asking all sorts of folks about it. You know, the press is. But one person I haven't seen comment on it is the Vice President, Kamala Harris. And you would think, because she's the first female Vice President, that she would want to comment on these, you know, terrible allegations. And suspiciously silent.
They were talking about last night. They asked the redhead lady is wherever she is. Yeah. They asked her yesterday about why Harris hadn't said anything about it, and she said that's her prerogative.
Ah, I see.
She's trying to stay out of it. She said. I said, well, she ain't never tried to say nothing else. You know, she always starts me as all the time.
Well, she's got to hide that maniacal laugh if they ask her about it.
Oh, God, yes. The jackass laugh.
Yeah. No, there are a lot of rumors, especially out in California, that she is quite good at these sort of press hit jobs.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And, you know, that's just rumor and innuendo. Mm-hmm. But that might be why she's so quiet, because she might have something to do with it.
Exactly. You know, they got a lot to do with a lot of things, but a lot of our friends, and my wife asked one of my black friends the other day, she said, are you still tickled with Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, yes, he's done wonders for us. And she said, can you name one thing he's done?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do that. I said, well, hell, I'll take it for him. I said, look at the gas prices. Trump couldn't get the gas prices up. Now he's got them up because of the virus.
That's right.
And why can these people not see it's not the virus? It's because the idiot closed down the pipelines.
Yeah.
But even on CNN the other night, I was flipping channels late night, and they were talking about, yeah, with this virus, that we have to expect the gas to go up. But I just can't understand people, you know, they, like Trump said the other night, you got to be particular about what Biden's saying, because really and truly, he knows what the hell he's saying himself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's just getting, you know, more and more pathetic. Hannity had it on last night, talking about his condition, and they go to Hannity's now because he's making fun of him.
Oh, no. Like, that's not allowed in politics.
Never happened.
Well, Jerry,
all right, then. But tell Jack, if anybody talks to Jack, then we'll be praying for him.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yes.
272-9228. The gas prices going up is part of the plan. You know, there's this whole news cycle last week about Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And the Crown Prince was definitely behind the butchering of Jamal Khashoggi.
We came out and said it. The U.S. Mm-hmm. came out and said it. Yeah.
But then a report quickly came out after that saying, well, President Biden's really not going to punish him. And by the way, when gas prices go up and the Saudis and, say, the Russians, the Ruskies mm-hmm. end up with more market share and their government coffers are filled up more based on revenues from oil and gas, how's that any sort of punishment? Oh, well, we sanctioned top Russian officials over the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and his imprisonment. You know, I wonder if we need to ask a Russian expert. Like, do you think when some of these top officials get sanctioned by the United States government, they just do shots of vodka?
Yeah, you're a crap.
Yeah, it's like, you're not doing your job.
If anything, you're celebrated because, hey, we've made them actually do something. Me as a person made the whole United States do something.
It's just such crap. And when you look a few moves down, or a few moves ahead on the chessboard, just visualize it. They're putting out a lot of distractions.
Oh, definitely.
And applying the latest language of the elite, the latest fashions. John Brennan's even in on it, that he's ashamed. He is ashamed of being a straight white male. He's never been more ashamed. He's not ashamed of, you know,
well, you know,
all the lying and spying and scheming and paramilitary assassinations. And no, he's not ashamed of that. He's ashamed of his race and his sex.
Then he should go jump off a cliff. How can anybody be ashamed of your race? You don't have any control
it's
over
just
that,
ridiculous.
Joey.
Well, no, it's the latest
fashion.
You
can be mad at anybody.
He's just signaling he's part of the club.
If you're going to be mad at anybody, be mad at my mom. She's the one that slept with a white guy, not me. I didn't do nothing.
Well, I don't like to think about that, Eddie.
Well, I don't either, but there's nothing I could do. Nothing you could do, Joey.
That's true.
We could not
talk about it.
It's just ridiculous, dude.
272-9228. Now, here. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this? Hello?
Hello, News and Views.
Hey, Joey, I wanted to ask something off air.
Okay, well, I'll put you back on hold. We're about to hit a break.
Okay.
272-9228. We'll hit this break. Come back. I think I hear Kim Williams.
I think I do, too.
We'll be right back.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical therapy and balance centers in Prattville.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. For electrical, heating, and air, our big yellow trucks will be there. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. And as promised, folks, it's been so long since we've gotten to see each other in person. Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim, how are you?
Woohoo! I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great.
I was looking at the calendar because it's been some time, hasn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, COVID and everything, you know.
November 3rd.
What?
Wow.
December, January, February. Yeah, so what's that? 3-4 months?
4 months.
Like, we've talked on the phone, we did some Zoom, but yeah, we hadn't seen each other in that long person. That's insane. Time is flying by.
Yes, it is. Boy, is it flying by. Sounds like a little wind there from this microphone, eh?
Sounds like the wind on Mars, yeah.
Yes, it sounds just like that.
Oh, you could hear it too, huh? You know what it sounds like on Mars.
Oh, yeah. Ears like I got? Yeah, I can hear that.
Oh, gosh.
So how are things going at Alabama Home Mortgage?
Well, Joey, as expected, it's going great at Alabama Home Mortgage. The rates are still all-time lows. We hadn't seen these type rates since 1971.
Wow.
That's 50 years. Over the last couple of weeks, you know, they've been more volatile.
Sure.
Which simply means we have to keep our finger, you know, tighter on the pulse.
Sure.
To make sure that we're taking care of our customers and getting them the very lowest rate possible, especially what we say we're going to do. We're going to do what we say we're going to do. As far as purchases, there's just a shortage of houses. But
yes, there is.
But the market is great. And the VA, you know, the interest rate reduction loan, again, while conventional loans, there's more applications for conventional.
Sure.
The VA mortgage loan still trumps them all. It's the lowest rate, maximum financing, 100%. So if you're buying a house, no money out of pocket, right, with the lowest rates offered. And if you've currently got a VA loan and you can lower that rate, simply just lower the rate. No income, no appraisal, no pest inspection, no employment, nothing. Simply give us a call. We'll run the numbers for you over the phone and tell you exactly how much you can save. And if we can save you at least a half a point or more, then we can move forward with the VA interest rate reduction loan. For example, just last week we had a veteran give us a call. They bought their house 2 years ago in Prattville.
Okay.
And while they had a good rate, it was in the threes. I can't remember specifically, between 3.25 and 3.625. Wanted to see if they could do anything. They just bought it 2 years ago. Yeah, we were able to do something. Lower their rate a full point.
Wow.
Okay. It saved them $283 a month, and we kept them on a 28-year term.
Wow.
Which is how many years they had remaining.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that $283, they were overpaying. That was just interest.
You're literally, like I say often, leaving money on the table if you don't take advantage
absolutely,
of something.
Absolutely.
$3,400 a year.
That's
just
right.
Throwing away.
Boom, right there. Plus, plus they skip, you know, two mortgage payments.
Wow. Well, and I actually had somebody just messaging me earlier today. Who's the lady who does the mortgages?
I hope they're listening right now. I know. It's been so long.
Pam, are you listening?
Hello, Pam. Give us a call at 567-422-3, 567-422-3. I'm at the station, but my team is standing by, ready to pick up your phone call on the first ring.
How is Madeline doing?
Madeline's doing great. She's just as busy as I lean on her a lot.
Oh, she's great. I think I see her on occasion posting on the Book of Faces and that lovely wedding dress from a little while ago. And yeah, she's living a great life. And I know she does great work with you. And I'm very happy when we bring on a sponsor and folks call up you at 567-4223, and then they'll call me back and tell the stories. And I've had it from veterans. I've had it from folks we know well, say maybe folks Eddie knows well,
yes,
who end up, you know, they're starting a life and getting that first home.
That's right.
It's just such, it's one of the biggest, most important purchases in your life. It's one of the biggest things out there.
It's your biggest debt, whether you're purchasing or you've already got a mortgage, right? Typically, that is the largest debt that you have, which makes it more important, a higher priority, to save money on that. Don't throw it away.
Right.
Right? And I keep saying this. I've still got my, on my desk, my file.
Right. Yeah.
I know that feeling very well.
I look over there, and it's like, Kim Williams, yeah, that's you, right? but my documents have expired for months. So, you know, I mean, I've been wanting to, they're already expired.
Right.
I hadn't had time to have someone submit my loan. Well, I mean, that great because I'm too busy saving money. And I love it. I mean, that's my gig.
Now, what's your average turnaround time on a refi?
On a refinance? Typically 2 weeks.
Okay. Now, when I go to call you and I'm refined, what do I need to have ready?
What do you need to have ready? You need to know, and these things you'll already know.
Okay.
All right. But if you're refinancing, you'll know your date of birth, Social Security number.
Yep.
Right. You'll know how much you make.
Yep.
Right. And typically you're a little low on that.
Sure.
But, you know, gross and net still is confusing for a lot.
Yeah.
They tell me how much they bring home, but we're looking at how much they make before taxes. But most importantly, the only thing they need in front of them is their current mortgage statement.
Great.
You know, so we can get a breakdown of how much they currently owe on that.
Sure.
And what their payment breakdown is. How much is principal, how much is interest, because we're interested in lowering that interest.
That's
and
right.
Increasing the principal, right? Paying
right.
more towards principal, less towards interest. And then, of course, if your escrows are included, so we can provide you an apples-to-apples comparison.
Well, and right now, you said there's a little more volatility with rates. It would be wise, don't wait, folks.
Don't wait.
You need to hop on this now.
Do you see it trending upwards because of the volatility?
Well, you know, and I do a lot of research on this.
Yeah, I know you're
a nerd on
this.
Because I'm trying to figure out when we look around and we don't see any triggers that would really trigger.
Right.
Right? You don't see the Federal Reserve raising rates.
Right.
Okay? They're still at zero. We don't see any wars.
Right.
So what's going on? Well, you know, what do the analysts say? Well, the analysts say, well, here's the deal. It's triggered by the COVID vaccines rolling out, right? And they think that with all the stimulus money going out there that we could experience some inflation.
Hmm.
So I think that is the major factor. And again, it's just the sentiments of the market. It's not any real behaviors that have happened. It's just based on sentiment. That's why they're volatile and go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But what I have always said is, and I hope you'll agree, whatever goes up fast goes down fast.
Right. Sure.
Right?
Right.
The further you rise, you know,
yeah,
faster you descend.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still lower than they were January 2020.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and it always depends on somebody's particular situation. So it's wise to have the mortgage statement ready, have your information ready, and it really is a quick phone call. The turnaround of the phone call is quick, and then about 2 weeks for that refinance, typically.
Absolutely. Well, or quicker, depending on if we need an appraisal or not.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you now, are they doing drive-by appraisals again, or are they having to go in most of the properties now?
Okay, so there's one of two decisions we get. We run it through the underwriting system. You get a waiver, appraisal waiver, not needed. Or appraisal required.
Okay.
80% of the time we're getting waivers.
Wow.
And it's, you know, it's rare to get the an appraisal being required these days.
Sure.
And I